About 20,000 people packed the Staples Center in Los Angeles today to honor the life of Nipsey Hussle. The 33-year-old musician and community activist was shot and killed 11 days ago outside the clothing store he owned. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is with us from the Staples Center. Hi, Mandalit.
Hi.
The memorial service has ended. I understand it's followed by a procession. Tell us about it.
That's right. I'm outside of Staples Center where people are still mulling about. It was a three-hour memorial, and there's now a procession through the streets of South L.A. It's going for 25 miles through the Crenshaw neighborhood past the Marathon clothing store he once owned, and it will end. That's also where he was killed, and it's ending up at a funeral home.
Now, his family and friends spoke during the memorial service. They shared a lot about the kind of person that Nipsey Hussle was. Tell us about how they remembered him.
Well, I'll tell you, the memorial started with reading a letter from former President Barack Obama, who praised him as a symbol of hope, a eulogy from the Nation of Islam minister Louis Farrakhan, and a performance by Stevie Wonder, who called for gun violence and an end to violence, gun control and an end to violence. His parents were there, and other people who were there were his girlfriend, Lauren London, her 9-year-old son, Cameron Carter, and his brother, Samuel Ashkadam. Here's what they had to say.
I love you beyond this earth. And until we meet again, the marathon continues.
In the morning, Aramis would say respect at the window. So on my count of three, I want everybody to yell respect. 3, 2, 1.
You never let the pressure sway you from doing what you want to do. You never let anything, the politics, stop you from coming around and staying around. And I hope everybody knows that that's what bro did. Bro stayed and he died on Crenshaw and Slauson.
You know, another well-known rapper from the hood, Snoop Dogg, was here to eulogize his friend. And there were remarks by Kendrick Lamar, Michael B. Jordan, LeBron James, and so many other people.
Nipsey Hussle was so much more than just a rapper. Remind listeners what made him so beloved in Los Angeles and beyond.
Well, his real name was Aramis Ashkadan. He was 33 years old. He was born here. And when he grew up rolling in the streets with the rolling 60s. It was a set of the Crips. And he made a career starting with mixtapes. He got so big that his last album, Victory Lap, was nominated for a Grammy this year here at the Staples Center. But he was also known as an entrepreneur. He had a clothing store, studio under the Marathon brand. And he also was a community activist. You know, he renovated a basketball court for an elementary school. He started an art project called Destination Crenshaw. And a lot of people remember him just as that, you know, community guy, somebody who was always out for his neighborhood and beyond his neighborhood, really.
Somebody who, even though he made it big, became huge in the music scene, never forgot where he came from.
Absolutely. Never forgot.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting from Los Angeles. Thanks a lot, Mandalit.
Thank you.